Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and Lord Onyx. Come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. Here's Lord Terry and Lord Onyx.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. And you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. This is Reverend Terry Power. Coming to you live from eastern Pennsylvania and the frigid north. And we are joined tonight by my lady, my love, my partner. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So welcome again, everyone, to our little gathering point here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to sit under a shady tree tonight and have a conversation with Brian Hinkey. And let me go ahead and see if I can get him in here. Brian, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Hey.
So welcome. Glad you could join us under the shady tree tonight and hang out.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So why don't we start off with you giving a little bit of an introduction to our listeners, anybody out there that may not know who you are, and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Brian Hinkey. I'm a musician from Northeast Ohio. I do travel, so, you know, even though you may not be in Northeast Ohio, you might expect to see me sometime. I play a lot of festivals, all kinds of venues. I'm a fingerstyle guitarist, harp guitarist, and singer-songwriter. I've got 8 albums out, and I've got a... Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I heard some voices in the background, but they were breaking up. Anyway, I've got 7 instrumental albums out, a vocal album, and I'm in the process of recording a song for the Green Album, which is a compilation album featuring 14 artists that's being put out to benefit the Rainforest Trust.
Nice.
Yeah, cool.
Hello?
Yes, we're here. Yeah,
I would have just read off my bio, but that would have been kind of boring.
Well, very cool. So it's great to have you with us tonight. And What else did you want to tell our listeners? I know the Rainforest Trust, the Green album, now we've been hearing a good bit about that. But I also know you've got another album out.
Right.
You just released a vocal album?
Yeah, the Sun and the Moon and the Stars just came out in September. And it's my first vocal album. And the first time I've been singing since I was in rock bands, which was a while ago. It feels really good to be back doing this again.
Excellent. So you said you had 7 instrumental albums out?
Yes, yes.
And what kind of music were we talking about here?
Well, it's instrumental acoustic guitar. Some of the albums also feature harp guitar. I also did a group CD besides those with Douglas Bluefeather and Doug Dunlap. Douglas Bluefeather is a great Native American flutist, and that we call the Crown of Stars. And that was real dreamy new age. If you can imagine being in a canyon late at night with a Native American flute, that's kind of what it sounds like.
Beautiful.
Oh, that sounds neat.
I don't know if you guys have a copy of it or not. I don't know what all you guys have.
What I've got is the stuff that that Niv has shared over to me.
Okay.
And our assistant station manager and booking guru who communicated with you, and she's been amazing at getting some great guests to join us under the Shady Tree. And so a shout-out to her. But I've got 2 songs, actually. And I was thinking that we might play both of them tonight at different breaks.
Sure.
We've got Dream Within a Dream and
okay.
Man in the Moon.
All right, yeah, those are 2 of my favorites.
That I have. Those are the 2 I have, so I thought we would talk a few more minutes, and then about 20 after we'd take a break, and you can tell us, lead in, you can tell us a little bit about one of the 2 songs. I'll let you pick which we play first.
Sure.
And you can tell us a little bit about the song, and then we'll play that one, and then come back from the break and chit-chat a little more, and, you know, then play the other song after that, you know, somewhere around 40 minutes.
Sounds great.
Play it by ear, kind of hang out.
You know, I tried playing by ear, and I discovered that you get calluses on your ears, and it's a lot easier to use your fingers.
It would, because the calluses on your fingers aren't as painful as the ones on your ears. I can see
that. Yeah, it's really rough on the ears, so I try not to use my ears to play anymore.
I can see how that would be a true statement.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Sun and the Moon and the Stars and the album, you know, the album that you have out.
Yeah, The concept for the album came about really fairly easily. I mean, originally I was going to do an instrumental album, and I had the concept all together for that. It was Treehouse in the Stars. And I still plan on doing that. But the vocal stuff just kind of took over, and I wrote all these vocal tunes. I tell people that my muse has fairy wings and steel-toed army boots to kick my behind with. And, you know, I go where, you know, I write the songs that, you know, that come to me, and that's what happened.
All right. So, I mean, what kind of influences, what brought you to, you know, what exactly brought you to the instrumental, I mean, to the vocal part of this, the lyrics and that sort of thing?
Well, like I said, I'll blame it on my muse, but I was, you know, a rock singer years ago. I even was in one band for a short time where I put down my guitar and just sang. That didn't last too long because it felt too weird to be on stage without my guitar. I did that for years. I wrote tons of vocal stuff. I wrote a lot of rock stuff. And then I switched to instrumental acoustic guitar, because that's what I thought was the right thing for me to do at that time. And I did that for, you know, over 10 years. My first instrumental album came out in 97. And here it is 2015, you know, well, it was just 2015, and finally releasing a vocal album.
Okay. All right.
So,
well,
Brian,
Brian,
who are some of the guitarists? Who are some of the guitarists that have been an inspiration to you in your guitar career?
Oh, there's
career?
A lot of guitarists. Probably my biggest influence is a guitarist who's originally from Youngstown, living in Nashville now, named Phil Kagi. I'm also influenced by people like, you know, Pete Townsend and Jimmy Page and George Harrison, and a lot of the jazz guys, you know, like John McLaughlin and Larry Coryell.
Pat Metheny.
Pat Metheny, yeah, I mean, there are so many guitarists that I mean, everybody I watch, you know, influences me in some way, even if it's just to say, I don't think I want to do it the way they just did it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I still consider myself a student of the guitar. I'm still learning as much as I can.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of seeing Pat Metheny several times. My ex-husband was a Pat Metheny enthusiast, so I've seen him several times, and every time I see him, I'm just blown away. So, but
yeah, I mean,
just as an aside, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, there's a lot of amazing guitarists out there, and if you don't pay attention to them, you know, you're missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're a musician, and you don't pay attention to what's out there. I tell kids all the time that the most important ability that a musician and a composer has to have beyond everything is the ability to listen.
Mm-hmm.
The better listener you are, the better you're going to be able to compose music and play music and learn music from other people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to, you know, listen to the universe very carefully, then you're going to be able to get a more honest version of what the universe is telling you to write.
Yeah.
And that all comes down to listening.
Yeah. Well, I've always felt, you know, when you listen to other people and you get inspiration is different than, you know, copyright infringement. Inspiration is, wow, I kind of like that feeling he was trying to get with the music. I wonder how I could approach that same theme, or I wonder how I could improve on it, or I wonder how, you know, it's like cooking recipes. Yeah, I kind of like, you know, this guy's recipe for a chocolate cake, but I'm going to make the chocolate cake bigger and better. So,
right, exactly.
So you said that this was one of the first albums that you've written in a long time that has lyrics.
Right.
What made you decide to write lyrics? Was there something in particular that set you on that path, or was it just a lark?
Oh, no. Maybe you could say from listening to the larks. It definitely wasn't a lark. You know, this is what I was pulled to do, and once I started doing it, it just kind of poured out. It was just something that had been in there and needed to be done. I don't believe that, you know, that I'm in total control of everything that I do. You know, it's being connected to the universe around me, and that is the direction that I was told I needed to go into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like a voice came down from on high and said, Brian, you shall write the vocal music and start singing again. It's not like that at all. It just came through me. And since that was what was coming through me, that's what I decided to do.
Mm-hmm. Is there a particular theme or concept you were trying to put across with this album?
Well, Sun and the Moon and the Stars puts it pretty well. It's kind of everything. I wanted to go with a more mellow vibe with this album. The next vocal album will have a bit more high energy in it. At least that's the songs that didn't make this album. About 2/3 of the songs didn't make the album. I really wrote a lot of songs there for a bit. And you know, I've got another instrumental album I want to put out before the next vocal album, so there's plenty of time to put that together. But the theme itself was just, you know, the title, you know, encompasses what the theme was.
Right. Okay. Well, you seem to be awfully prolific. Good for you, because there are certainly I have some friends who are musicians who struggle with that. You know, they just don't. They'll sit down to try to write something, and, you know, you get a block and you just can't. But it doesn't sound like you seem to have that issue.
I have never, ever had writer's block.
Uh-huh.
I don't, because the way I look at it, it's like picking up a phone, you know, and you make a phone call, and unless you're not picking up the phone, or you're dialing the wrong number, you should be able to connect with what you need to connect with. And,
right.
You know, writing music is even easier than picking up a phone because I don't have to dial. I just have to, you know, figure out what I'm being told and then make it real. It's
mm-hmm.
like going from a dream and saying, all right, I want to make this dream real. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, as long as you can dream, you can, you know, make that dream real.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never, ever had writer's block.
Matter of fact, when I'm driving,
people ask me, you know, because I drive a lot, you know, what do you listen to when you drive? And I say, well, usually books on CD. Because I need to turn that part of my brain off sometimes just to get a rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Well, see, I understand to a degree what you're saying there, because there are times when, when we flip the switch on a night and we have a topic in mind and the universe leads us somewhere else.
And the universe has a way of changing plans sometimes.
You know, and there's somebody out there that needed to hear something different than what I had planned to say. And very often, I will just be guided off, and I listen and let myself be guided, and you know, I rarely am at a loss for words on the air, because I just open myself up and become kind of a channel. So it sounds like that's very similar to what you're doing with the music.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only difference is it's the difference between improvisation, which is, you know, you're channeling the music through you too, and actually sitting down and writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, writing a book, you're being inspired to do it, but you write it all down and you make it permanent. Well, music is like that too, except for, of course, the live performances, which can change.
Okay.
But very similar, yes.
Okay, so I kind of get it now. So you have, we have the two songs. We've got Dream Within a Dream and Man in the Moon. And since you were saying something earlier about having a dream and then making it real, it almost sounded like you were starting to introduce Dream Within a Dream.
Well, not consciously. But it sounds like a good idea.
So tell us a little bit about that song and what it means to you, and we'll get that ready, and we'll play that here in just a couple of minutes.
Well, you know, it means more to me, and it's deeper than I could express in any other way other than through the song itself. I can tell you a little bit about the instrumentation on it. It's just acoustic guitar. My voice and an amazing violinist from Akron, Ohio, named Samuel Salisbury, who is going to be recording with me this coming Saturday on my song for the Green Album, which is called The Queen of the Summer Stars.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So I think, you know, just to listen to the lyrics themselves would be, better... that would describe better what I meant than anything I could say about it. It actually means a lot to me. So, and in writing the song, I tried to make it as clear as humanly possible. I mean, it's a concept. Complex concept. Dreams can get very complicated sometimes. But I wanted to make it, where everybody could understand it the first time they heard it. And then feel it as well.
All right, very cool. Well, why don't we listen to the song then, and then we'll come back and talk about it a little bit, and then we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
All right, so here is Dream Within a Dream, Brian Henke, and stick around, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you.
when lovers meet within a dream they share, they fall in love. Sweet dream within a dream. Sweet dream within.
To the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin, and we are joined tonight under the shady tree by our special guest, Brian Hinkey. Brian, did you make it back with us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I listened to the song.
Yeah,
I like that song.
We'll go into the screening room and talk between segments, but just listening to the song was beautiful. So
thank you.
It was very beautiful.
So now that we played it, what do you want to tell the listeners?
Well, the dreams are important. You know, I mean, you look how much of our lives are spent dreaming, whether with our eyes open or closed, and we need to pay attention to those. And the good ones, we need to roll up our sleeves and do the work to make them real. I mean, we all have such a rich dream life, and people think, oh, it's a dream, it's not important. Well, they are important, and I don't know. There are people that I'm certain that we meet in dreams that we don't meet any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're dreaming, you know that you're dreaming. You want to control it. That's what a dream within a dream is. And that's when sometimes your dreams are at their most important. Because your consciousness, you know, seeps into your dream, and, you know, that's kind of like music, you know, and art in general, is consciousness seeping into a dream or a dream seeping into consciousness.
Wow, that's pretty heavy. That's deep. I like that.
Yes. Very interesting.
So you said that you were getting ready to work on a song this weekend for the Green album.
Right. It's Queen of the Summer Stars.
Queen of the Southern Stars.
Did Summer.
You say Southern or Summer?
Summer. S-U-M-M-E-R. Summer.
Okay. And what's that song going to be about? I mean, obviously the Queen of the Summer Stars. But
right.
I mean,
well, I picture the Queen of the Summer Stars as a little girl holding a lantern at night with fairies dancing around her. But, you know, having gone through an entire day, both sleeping and dreaming and being awake and dreaming awake, it's kind of musical impressionism. I've already gotten the acoustic guitar and the vocal tracks done, and now on Saturday we'll be adding the tabla drums, the percussion, and violin and syringa, which is an Eastern Indian instrument that it's kind of like a violin, only more difficult to play and has more sonic range. and Native American flute, and then if I feel the need, I may put a little bit of electric guitar at the tail end. That's the plan so far.
Cool. And you may have mentioned this, but I may have missed it. How many instruments do you play personally?
I'm just a guitar player, although
okay.
I play some pretty odd guitars. I play, you know, six-string acoustic, and you know, I play some electric. And in fact, electric guitar was my mainstay for many years. But I also play harp guitar. I've got two harp guitars that I use right now. One is a 27-string double-neck harp guitar I call the Dreamcaster that was custom-built for me. And the other is a traditional-styled harp guitar where the harp itself is all bass strings, but it's a three-quarter scale, which means it's tuned up higher, and it has a fan fret, which means the frets are crooked but better in tune when I'm playing up high. Pretty remarkable little instrument, and I've actually used it on three different songs on the latest album, two vocal songs and one instrumental, the only instrumental on the album.
Cool, but I wouldn't classify yourself as just a guitar player then.
Well, considering
that's
how many of us there are.
No, I'm going to call you on it.
Now, how many strings did you say?
The Dreamcaster has 27.
Yeah, that's not a guitar.
Well,
a guitar player.
It is
and
it isn't. I mean, it
player.
Is.
No.
It's two guitar necks, a six-string neck, and a seven-string baritone bass neck, and then a 14-string treble harp. So it's tuned up high, the harp is.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a remarkable sonic range. I wish you guys had copies of some of the stuff that I did on that, too. I didn't know what you had there and what you didn't have.
Yeah.
Well, we will definitely be communicating about getting more.
Oh, yeah,
so that
please.
You can play more of your stuff on the air. It would be great
to
add to our mix of music here.
Mhm. I'm actually sitting here. I'm sitting in front of the computer, and I've got up YouTube videos of you playing the guitar. That's what I don't have the sound on, but I'm watching, and I see the double neck guitar is beautiful.
It's a pretty amazing instrument. It took the builder 3 years to build it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow indeed.
Yeah. Anyway, so with all of that said, Brian, you were talking a little bit about, you know, your next albums. You want to do another instrumental. And then
right.
After that, you have another album, you said, with, you know, music with lyrics. And this is going to sound like a strange question, but do you think that you have a preference for one style of music over another?
It depends on my mood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the difference between vocal music, you know, generally speaking, and instrumental music is instrumental music is more like impressionism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's at least in my case, it is, because you can look at it from a distance or look at it up closely, you know, pay attention to it and get a little bit of something different about it. But still, you know, if it's water lilies, it'll be water lilies. It's just a different point of view. And then in some cases, somebody that's, you know, not really paying attention to it might think that it's clouds because there's clouds reflected in the water. Whereas vocal music, there, you know, with words, it's more direct. It's more like a conversation. And some songs are more direct than others. I mean, if you listen to Harry Chapin's songs, he's telling you very direct stories, whereas John Lennon sometimes was creating images in your mind, which, of course, is more impressionistic as well. The new song that will be on the next album I would call more impressionistic because I'm creating images. I mean, there's a story there, but it's one that you can view from different points of view.
Yeah. I once read an article years ago with John Anderson from the band Yes talking about their lyrics were absolutely didn't have any meaning ever. They were just words that sounded really good over the music they were playing.
Right.
Which makes a lot of sense for them.
Right.
Knowing their lyrics now. So.
Yeah, I always figured that, you know. I mean, there were some meanings behind some of it, you know. But for the most part, it is what sounded good. John Lennon was just a genius at words that sounded good and could create really, you know, vivid images in your mind at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Maxwell, Silverhammer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, you know, you listen to something like, you know, Strawberry Fields Forever, you know, and it doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense, but the words all sound beautiful and create images at the same time.
Yeah, agreed.
Matter of fact, that's one that I've been doing recently, tossing it into my set here and there. So I just love the song.
It is. It's a beautiful song. They were an amazing writing team.
Yeah, I discovered that when I wanted to start doing a few Beatles tunes in my set, that that the John Lennon stuff was easier for me to sing than the Paul McCartney stuff.
Yeah, I can see why.
Paul had a whole other whole step and more on top of, you know, what John could sing. And I can't sing, you know, some of the Paul stuff at all.
Yeah.
At least not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. You obviously travel around and you play a lot of different events, I would imagine.
Yes.
Do you have any recommendations? Obviously, what is that festival coming up that's got all the great bands at it? Caldera Fest.
Caldera, yeah. It's going to be pretty huge. And that's where the Green Album will be released.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the artists that are on the Green Album will be there.
Yes.
And we will be doing a concert with all of us playing our songs on stage on Saturday night right before Tuatha Dé. And Tuatha Dé will be playing too. I mean, do you have the list of the artists there? I have it in front of me if you'd like me to tell you.
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay, the artists that are there on the Green Album are Tuatha Dé, Wendy Rule, S.J. Tucker, Sharon Knight, Winter, I can't pronounce his last name, so I'm not going to. Sylvia Faran, Becca Kelso, Ginger Doss, Dave the Bard, Kellyanna, Spiral Dance, Spiral Rhythm, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Mama Gina Lamont, and myself.
Wow.
And that's only about half of the people that are going to be at the festival. I mean,
yeah.
I've never been a part of a festival that had this many musical artists before.
Yeah, I think we were talking to Darv the Bard a couple weeks ago. He was actually our Christmas Eve interview, and he was saying that it was the pagan Woodstock.
Yeah, you know, and all the musicians are really pretty excited about it.
Yes,
you know, because
yeah.
You know, a lot of us, you know each other, and we only see each other at festivals, and a lot of us never met each other but like each other's music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty amazing. I'm looking at the list of some of the musicians there. I mean, Dragon Ritual drummers, Digi's Christ Superdrum, Witch's Mark. Mm-hmm. Of course, all the artists that I mentioned before, except for Kellyanna, I think. Robin Renee, Treble Hawk, Burning Stage, Ginger Ackley. Matter of fact, Ginger Ackley, I know pretty well. She's from this area, and I produced her last album. Black Sun Prophets, Hecate's Wheel, Lori Lynn. It's going to be pretty huge. And it's at Cherokee Farm in Lafayette, Georgia, May 26th through the 30th of this year.
Yeah, I would so love to be able to show that.
You should just go.
I grew up down there. They pronounce it Lafayette. Believe it or not.
Lafayette? Of course, you know. They do that to trick us northerners.
That's right. That's it, exactly. That's right.
You say Lafayette, they say, you ain't from around here, are you, boy?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, New Jersey does the same thing. We have Forked River. Instead of Forked River, it's Forked River.
Yeah.
So you always know when people are from out of town when they say, is this Forked River?
Yeah. Well, you know, and there's so many different cities like that around. There's Bellefontaine, Ohio, which is spelled Bellefontaine.
Yeah.
And the first time I played there, I said, "Oh, it's so nice to be here in Bellefontaine," and everybody laughed at me.
Yeah, that's hard when you're touring, you know.
Yeah.
It's the old joke about riding the city on the back of your guitar, so you know where you are.
Yeah, pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
But you have to do it phonetically these days because they got this weird pronunciation.
Yeah.
There's a city up there near Chattanooga. It's spelled W-H-I-T-W-E-E-L-L. Looks like
yeah.
Whitwell. It's pronounced, it's just pretty much pronounced Whibble.
Yeah.
And if you say anything but Whibble, then they know you're not from around here. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting down, you know, getting back down south anyway. And I will be within 30 minutes of where I grew up when we're down
yeah.
at the Caldera Fest.
Yeah, I'll be playing right before that in Tennessee at the Pagan Unity Fest.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 days in between festivals, and that's when I plan on recording the next instrumental album in Nashville of my friend
cool.
Pete Huttlinger. Was an incredible guitarist and great producer as well. And then hopefully maybe doing something with Tuatha Dé while I'm in their neck of the woods
mm-hmm.
before heading down to the festival in Georgia. It's going to be a very busy time for me.
Sounds good.
Well, yeah, good for you. Hey, Terry, it's about almost 20 of the hour. Do you want to play another song?
Well, I was just getting ready to suggest that. And I have my list over here. So I was looking at the song Man in the Moon. Now, did you want to tell us anything about that before we listen, or did you want to
sure.
To
I can
first?
Tell you a little bit about it. It's kind of a lullaby. If you can imagine, you know, writing a lullaby for a child that you love and, or, you know, wanting to put somebody to sleep and comfort them, you know, that you're always going to be there for them. And the moon is always there for us, and I just decided to take the part of being the moon and being the man in the moon when I did it. So, and as far as recording, that's just acoustic guitar and vocal. There's nothing else added on to it.
Well,
cool.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Man in the Moon, and then we're going to play our... As we try to do every show, we're going to play the peace prayer, just to pray for peace around the world and within ourselves. And then we'll rejoin, and then we'll be back. So everybody listen to the song, and we'll come back and talk about it a little bit more and enjoy our time with Brian here under the shady tree. So this is Man in the Moon by Brian Hinkey, and stick around, everybody.
Stars come out and there are shadows in the air. I will be there with you, moonlight in your hair. Forever with you, forever I am yours. I am the man. Travelers at night.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
To Terry and Onyx on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. My lady, are you there?
Yes, I am. I made it back, yes.
All right, and our special guest joining us under the tree tonight is Brian Hinkey. And Brian, did you make it back?
Yep, I'm here.
Yay.
All right. The reason I ask it that way is it's not always a given.
Oh.
There are times. So there are evenings when it's more challenging than others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just randomly for fun, I think, randomly.
Yeah.
But so that was a very cool song, and it, I've got one question for you. Was that written for someone?
No, not for anyone in particular. I've sung lullabies for people before, children and that sort of thing. I can remember my oldest daughter, Angel, when she was little. I used to sing her lullabies, and we always had this thing where I'd say, "Good night, sweet and beautiful," and she'd say, "Good night, mean and ugly." And she still, signs Christmas cards to, sends them to me to mean and ugly from sweet and beautiful. But I remember my friend Tim Wallace passed away back in March of 2015, and he was a brilliant musician, and I was visiting him. Matter of fact, there was tons of us visiting him in the hospice, And that was the last thing that I ever sang for him. He was already in a coma. And about 20 minutes later, he passed away. So, you know, I think about a lot of different people, a lot of different things when I do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just the way it sounded and the depth of the emotion I could feel in it, it felt like you were singing to someone particular. That's why I was actually wrote a note to ask you that when we came back from the break. So.
Yeah, well, actually, I was thinking about you and Robin. I hadn't even met you yet. Isn't that amazing?
what an amazing musician and psychic.
Yeah, it's the whole dream thing. He hadn't met us yet, but he dreams. So
yes,
that's it. I know that you're going to be at the Caldera Fest because we talked about that. Are there any other festivals that you're going to be appearing at between now and then if people just can't wait for Caldera Fest?
Well, I'll be at Pagan Unity Festival in Burns, Tennessee, the 19th through the 22nd of May, and then the recording the album in Nashville, and then Caldera Fest right after that. I'll be at Summerland Spirit Fest in July, which is July 9th through the 17th. And that's a pretty amazing festival and was just listed on Huffington Post as one of the top 24 spirit festivals to go to. And I'm still waiting to hear about PSG, which would be in June. I'll also be in Iowa playing a festival in June, the Prairie Land Music Festival, and that is, I believe, the 25th and 26th of June. But that's all I can think of off the top of my head. I don't have everything written down in front of me.
I completely understand.
Understand that one completely as well. Okay, so let's see. We are moving on toward the top of the hour, and it's that point in the show where we ask our guests if there's anything that we didn't ask you that you would like to share with our listeners, anything that we missed that you particularly wanted to share with the listeners out there?
Well, I heard the rumor that you're going to have Wendy Rule on next week.
Is that correct? That is true.
Oh, well, I've worked with Wendy a little bit, and please tell her I said hi.
We will.
We'll do that.
She and her husband Tim live way out west on the west coast up north, so our paths don't cross as often as I'd like. But very, very powerful, incredible music that she does. I highly recommend any of your listeners listening tonight to come back to the same spot next week. Especially if you don't know Wendy's music, you're really going to love it.
She played at a festival. It was a private festival from the tradition I belong to. I was raised in, and this was in Dallas, Texas, in the spring of 2011.
Right.
And she played at that event, and she stood maybe 15 feet from me, and she sang a song. But I'm working on getting from her now so that I can put it on the air. About the fairies, the dance of the wild fairies.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with that.
I actually, in the power of her voice, I had to remind myself to breathe. I realized that I had been sitting there holding my breath.
Yeah, back in 2014, I got to play with her and Tim at the Summerland Spirit Festival in Wisconsin, and I played the opening and the closing and a couple of the songs in between, and it was extremely powerful. I think at one point we may have opened up a portal to a different dimension, because it seemed like the whole room turned sideways. Very, very powerful stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited to speak with her again, and hoping to see her again at Caldera Fest. So.
Yeah, she'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping we get a chance to play some music together again. It's always fun. I mean, she's the type of person, too, that will come out, you know, at the campfire after everything's over and just sing Beatles songs with you, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or Australian folk songs or whatever, you know. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very, very sweet,
cool to
down-to-earth person,
Australian
too.
Folk song.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, well, that would be cool to hear the Australian folk songs as well.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you just have to hang out. You know, hang out afterwards.
That's the plan.
Right.
I was just sitting here thinking we may be obligated to go to this festival because we've had so many of the performers on the show now.
Well, you know, the prices for the tickets, I don't know how he's doing it. It's like $100 to get in for the 4 days.
Wow.
That's just,
that is good.
That's amazing. You know, I mean, I play you know, quite a few festivals, and I don't know how he's doing it other than, you know, he's expecting a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that may well be the case. I mean, this may turn into the pagan Woodstock, and it'll be, you know, no room for tents. We'll just all be piled somewhere.
Well, you know, he seems to be, this David Bannick, he seems to be very, very organized.
Mm.
I've done some events before, you know, promoted things, and you know, it's not brain surgery, but it's attention to detail, and he's paying attention to all of the details.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a very, very well run festival.
Excellent.
We'll see. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're excited. So I guess we don't have to promo the fact that Wendy Rule is going to be with us next week. That's already been taken care of.
Thank you, guys.
I really like Wendy. Please remember
Thank
to tell her
Brian.
I said hi.
Will do. So how does somebody get in touch with you if they want to talk with you or send you an email or ask you to come
really
play
easy
session?
To find. I'm on Facebook as facebook.com/BrianHenke9, and I can spell my name out for your listeners that have a pen ready and that just want to write this down. It's BrianHenke, and then the number 9. And if you just Google my name, it's going to come up on different sites. I'm on Reverb Nation, and I've got the Brian Henke Guitarist site as well. So it's very, very easy to find me.
Excellent. Well, Brian, I really appreciate you being with us tonight and allowing us to play your songs and to share them here. We're always looking for artists to play their music and to help, you know, spread the word that there's some very cool pagan music out there.
Oh yeah, I mean there's some amazing music. I think that the Green Album is going to open up a lot of people's eyes as to what is out there. I'm really excited about the album. I'm excited about, you know, what everybody is going to do because so many of my favorite artists are on there. I mean, you listen to some of the records, you know, like Ginger Doss and Becca Kelso and Wendy Rule and Sharon Knight and all these people to put out, and it's pretty remarkable. And, of course, and then there's Tuatha Dé, and they're the ones, you know, that are kind of spearheading this whole thing and making it happen. And have you guys brought them in yet? I bet you will, even if you haven't.
We're kind of working on that.
Okay. Well, next time I talk to Danny, I'll tell him he should get a hold of you guys right away.
Well,
not that he'll listen to me, but...
Well, every voice out there helps. And I think we need to get with Brad again and see about getting him back out here before the
Brad from Murphy's.
Last year I was hanging out with him and
all of his band and Tuatha Dé up at Summerland, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
except
for
all the rain.
They're a lot of fun.
I was there at PSG when we got flooded out
year.
this past year too. In fact, it rained at all of my festivals. I was at a bluegrass festival in Kansas. I was underneath a tarp as it was raining, and from my memory, I learned the song "Rain" by the Beatles, just because it seemed so appropriate.
We had the opposite experience when we met Brad and the ladies. It was scorching hot.
Oh, yeah.
It was so hot that it hurt to walk across the sand barefoot. That was down on the area around the stage and the main fire area. It was just brutal. We were joking. I mean, we were, as we were walking across the sand, we were joking about walk without rhythm, so the sand waves don't come. And it was
wow.
It was absolutely brutal, but it was a great time, and enjoy meeting Brad. And like I said, we need to see about getting him back before Caldera. So. Again, Brian, thank you for being with us. Robin,
well, thank you for having me.
And Robin, would you tell our listeners how to find us and all the contact stuff that you do?
Sure. If you'd like to get in touch with Terry or myself, we share an email address at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. You also can reach us at the CERN.org. CERN.org at gmail.com. I always have trouble with that one. I don't know why, but it's just weird. So that's CERN.org@gmail.com. That is for anything radio station related. If you love us, you hate us, whatever, send us your comments, your complaints, your love letters, whatever you want, marriage proposals. We'll take it all. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can find me on Facebook via my Spiritual Wellness Physical Health page or at Little Stone Bridge Pathworking's Facebook page. You also can find me at my personal page, Robin A. McKean. And Terry, how would you like people to find you on Facebook?
Well, like you said, we share the Little Stone Bridge Pathworking. That's our kind of our ministry page. With all of the things that we do and all of the workshops that we do. But you can also find me, Terry Power is my friends page. And you got to go find the one that says specifically about the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, because there's a few lucky guys that have the same name as I do. So you got to make sure you get the right one. And you can also find the public figure page is Rev Terry Power HP. Or follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. So I think that sums it up pretty well.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, again, Brian, I'm just really had a great time tonight. Love the music and looking forward to getting the rest of the album so that we can add that into the mix. And now,
yeah, you've got my address.
Yes, sir. One
just email me, and I'll with your address, and I'll get it out to you.
Terrific.
Excellent. One final question. Who is going to be able to sign the – will each artist on the Dream album have their own rights to the songs, or is it going to be –
yes.
How is that going to be handled for getting the songs on for the Spiritual Unity Radio Network?
Each artist will have their own rights, and I cannot imagine any of these artists not wanting to get their stuff on the radio.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
right.
I've always been surprised when occasionally somebody says, would you sign this so that it's okay for us to play your albums? And I'm like, well, yeah. I have these mailers, that I bought specifically for sending things to radio stations, so... I want all the radio play I can get.
Well, it's the bean counters, They make you get all the signatures on the dotted lines and cross all the T's and dot all the I's and all that.
Beans are much better to eat than they are to count.
Exactly.
No, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you again for being with us, and we are at the top of the hour. So I think it's just about time to say goodnight and wish everyone a week filled with love, and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Good night.
Good night, Brian.
Listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.